Okay. Well, first of all, for the people that are new to the call or just dialing in for the first time, or maybe you're just taking a look at Nikin and you're going to listen to our training call, what we do on this call is we focus on launching and building your business, and we use the 90-day rhythm of Nikin and the quarterly incentives that teaches you how to build a strong and a fast-moving organization. And the people on this call are actually opening up and actually building their business on this call so that you can see and hear exactly what they see, what they do, the successes that they have, the struggles that they might have. So it's really designed to build both yourself and your team. We set short-term goals, we achieve long-term success, and it's all built on simple, basic skills. And the skills are what we talk about with each call that we do, and tonight we're going to be talking about the catchphrase. Every new cycle begins a new group of people. Some people stay. So with that, we're going to get started. We're going to do the numbers first. And Rick mentioned an example of, you know, what his grandpa taught him, and that's to do what you say you're going to do. If you say you're going to call somebody, that means you call them. If you say you're going to be someplace, that means you're going to be there. Well, we've got somebody on the call tonight, and his name is Carrie, and he's in Puerto Rico, and he's calling in. And hopefully he'll have good cell coverage because we know he's there. So we're going to get right on it. And Steve is a co-host with me, and we are delighted. Steve is a great Nikin builder in his own right with his lovely wife, Terry. And so Steve's going to run through the numbers, and then we're going to get on with the catchphrase. So, Steve, I'm going to turn it over to you, and let's hear those awesome numbers from all these awesome people on the call.
Okay, great. Everybody, we're going to go through the numbers. And for those of you that are just tuning into our call or are new to our call, there is a tracking sheet on the pathfinders.biz that you can download, and this is what we go by. And basically, what we're going to talk about real quick is our goals on contacts, our actuals in contacts, fees, previews, and sponsors. We don't want to hear why you couldn't do something or what didn't happen. We just want to hear the numbers. We want to know what you did and what you accomplished. So we're going to start out with somebody that already knows how to do those real quick, with Steve and Amber in Waco, Texas. Give me your number, Steve.
Yeah, the goal was 20. The actual was 16 ADCs, no previews, no sponsored, no completed sponsor meetings.
Okay.
But
moving on to Terry, which is...
Planted some great seeds.
Thank you.
Yes, okay, and also now we're going to just jump down to Carrie. Carrie?
Hey, how are you? Well, I had about nine presentations this week or with people with information. I've got people coming back now from 2 weeks ago that are asking for information that didn't want it before, and so I've got three or four presentations done this week, and I guess the ABCs with information sent to them, so... it's been a good week, even though I'm out here on vacation. I'm making more contacts down here in Puerto Rico and plan to be contacting some of these people when I get back.
Cool. Well, appreciate it, Carrie. And we know you're going to be probably muting out because you said you had to get a taxi cab.
I just want to congratulate you, Carrie, because you really stand for commitment to business. So good job for being on the call, because it would have been easy to say, oh, I can't get on the call.
Well, it was close, but I'm going to let you go because I got eight people waiting in a cab for me right now.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Sandy,
in Colorado.
Hey, I had a goal of 25. I contacted 39. I had 14 ABCs and zero previews and zero sponsored.
Awesome. You have planted a lot more than your goal, and that's great. All right, we're going to go to Laura Rothwell in Michigan.
I had 25 as a goal. Actual was 10. ABCs was 0. Preview was 1. Sponsored was 0. And completed was 0.
Okay. Now we're going to jump over to Connie Furr in Kerrville, Texas. Connie, are you with us? She might be muted out. I'll get back
to her. I was muted out. Can you hear me?
There you are. Go ahead, Connie. What are your numbers?
I'm going to have to kick mine up next week after hearing my team members. Mine was 10. I did 5 ABCs and 5 of the wellness home preview using the Is Your Home a Healthy Home DVD. I had 5 follow-ups to also do it. I got 4 of them done. I had 0 sign-ups. I had 3 orders for 0 sign-ups.
Okay, well, you guys have planted some great seeds, and it seems to be that you're at least half your goals, and that's what's important. We're going to jump down to team two, Paula Levy in Round Rock, Texas.
Hi, I had 20 as a goal. I did 15. I did 8 ABCs and no sign-ups and no anything.
Okay. Let's go down to Gracie in Cedar Park. I know Gracie's here. She might be muted out, too. We'll wait for her to come back on. Susan Gorman in Temple, Texas. Would you give us your numbers? Susan? Okay, and they're probably muted out. We're going to go to Martha Harris in Waco, Texas.
Sorry, Susan's here.
Oh, Susan. Okay, we'll jump back to Susan. Susan, what are your numbers?
Goal was 20, actual 23, 1 ABC, 1 preview, no sponsors.
Awesome. Okay. Went past your goal. I like that. Okay, Martha, are you on the line now? I know she's there. Okay, Gracie, we'll try you one more time before we jump to the next team. Okay, then we'll jump over to team one, Austin, Texas, Lori Blewett.
Good evening. I had a goal of 60, actual 43, ABC 3, 0 at the preview, 1 sponsored, and 1 completed sponsor meeting.
Awesome, girl.
Wow.
43, that's, you get the hoo-ha today, okay?
Hoo-ha! Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's awesome, especially since you got one in that sponsored column. That's what we're all about. Okay, Antonia Martin in San Antonio, Texas.
I had a goal of 5, actual 3, and I had 3 ABCs, 0 previews, and 0 sponsored.
Okay. Go down to the far end of Texas to Corpus Christi, Aurora Robles.
My goal was 10. I had actual was 14, 4 ABCs. I had 1 in-home preview, 0 sponsors, but I do have an appointment next week to sponsor one of the ones from this week.
Awesome.
And 0 sponsor meetings.
It's all about planting seeds. That's exactly what it's about. Okay, we're going to continue on. We're going to go to Page, Texas, to Charles and Sherry Barfield. Which one of you are going to give your numbers tonight?
You got Sherry tonight. I had a goal of 15, did an actual of 16, 10 ABCs, 1 preview. I think Charles is sponsoring somebody as we speak, and we completed 1 sponsor meeting from the week before.
Awesome. Okay, great. We like to see those numbers on the end. That's really good. Okay, Ron, up in Oakland, Illinois.
Okay. Wait, so I hear all these other numbers. Anyway, my goal was for 2. I ended up doing 3. And just like 2 minutes before we got on the call here, I listened to my email or my voicemail, and I've got a ABC schedule for tomorrow.
Okay, and I think it's 0-0 in the end?
Right.
So okay.
Yes.
Okay, you guys are planting a lot of seeds. This is what counts. Let's go to team 4, Joe Higson.
Hey, can you hear me?
Higgy, baby, we can barely hear you. Pick star 4.
Okay, hang on. 1 second. Thing's talking. Can you hear me?
That's better.
Okay, we can hear you. Go ahead. That's better.
My phone was talking at me. let me see. I had a goal of 10, contacts did 10, wanted 5 ABCs, did 3. This is for the week, right? Not 2 weeks.
Right. It's for the week.
And, for the 1 week, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Have no clothes but 3 or 4 on the line for contributors.
Okay.
And
okay.
No customers.
Now we're going to jump into the Midwest up here by Brewster and Kathy Ellis in Dalton, Missouri.
10 goals, 10 actuals, 0 ABC, 0 previews, 1 sponsor.
All right. Congratulations. You
get notice they sponsored somebody without an ABC. That's pretty interesting.
Exactly.
Wow.
We'll have to hear more about
right.
that.
Yeah.
Okay, all the way up to Illinois, Rhonda Schultz in Naperville.
Hey, I actually set a goal of 25, actual 12, 5 ABCs, 1 preview, none sponsored.
Okay, and now we're going to jump over to Tammy in La Vista.
Hi, I had a goal of 10. I contacted 8, had 5 ABCs, no previews, and I'm actually going to sponsor one from a while back when we...
Yay!
Cool.
Yay. Okay, I'm going to jump back up real quick since we're running through these nice and fast. Tracy, are you back on the line yet?
Martha Harris, are you there? Okay, with that, we can catch them up later. With that done,
I just want to make a note. When you're listening to everybody else's numbers, it's obviously the more people that, the higher you set your goals, the more people that you talk to, the quicker your business is going to go. But this is about you. Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't let that sway you one way or the other. Don't feel good or bad compared to somebody else. Just focus on what you are doing.
Exactly. And it's all about your business.
That's right.
So with that done, we've got some special guests with us that are going to share some prospecting tips tonight. My pleasure. I get to introduce them. And so the first people I'm going to introduce, two good friends of mine from Bastrop, Texas. They've won just about every award that there is to win, if not once, twice. They're gold, soon to be platinum, and working strong. I get the pleasure of seeing them on Tuesday nights here in Round Rock on a lot of occasions. We're going to be doing them together two times in the top five nationals in prospecting. Really excited to introduce Ken and Byra Anderson. Ken and Byra, are you there?
We are.
We're back.
What? Can you hit star four?
Better, Steve?
That's a little bit better. You guys are going to have to speak up a little bit. But take it away. I assume you've already talked to Jackie, and you guys know what you're going to be doing, right?
Well, we didn't talk to Jackie, but we're going to talk about how we're meeting people and how we're prospecting and where we go from there.
And how you developed your catchphrase, right?
Right.
All right. Well, take it away.
Okay. Well, one of the best prospecting tools that we found is yourself. Be a product of the product, because prospects will come to you. Even people that don't know you, they see how much energy you have, how hard you are, and how much fun life can really be. And even the worst prospects, that people that you know, they notice the change in you. And everywhere we go, you have to go where the people are. You can volunteer, you can take a class, you can participate in an event in your area. Ken laughs at me because everywhere I go, I pick up papers with event information. Even in our water bill, there's a list of events, and I'm looking everywhere of places to go and meet people, get to know people. But you have to get out of your box and meet new friends. You don't just go out to prospect. You go out to meet people. And even when you're out of town, check out the activities and events where you've traveled to. There is one story that Rick wanted me to tell you about that happened to me last Sunday. Ken and I were in a restaurant, and we were eating. And all of a sudden, I looked at him, and tears came in my eyes, and he goes, "What's the matter?" And I said, "I don't know, but I feel like I should talk to that man over there." And he said, "Why?" And I said, "I have no clue." And I told him, I said, "Something tells me that he's the type of person that really cares about people and loves to help people." And, I thought, well, how am I going to do this? This is the first time it's ever happened to me. And I turned around to Ken and I said, "I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to give him our card and I'm going to talk to him." And I was waiting for him to finish, and so maybe we could get up in line together to pay for our meal and I could talk to him then, but he never did. So we got up to leave, I got a card out, I walked over and told him, "I don't know what told me to do this, but something told me that you're the type of person that really cares about people and likes to help people, and I'd love to talk to you if you could give me a call." And he turned around to me and put his hand on my shoulder and he said, "There's a reason why you did this." And the next day he called, and he came out to our house Wednesday, and we talked, got to know him and his wife. They're awesome people. They're amazing people. Something told me there was something in his life, someone that he knew that was having health issues. I don't know what. And his father-in-law, they just found out his father-in-law has cancer. And needless to say, he came out yesterday, and he's now joined our team. And it's a perfect example of follow your intuition. When you need to talk to do it. Because if you walk away later and go, I should have talked to them, you never know who's in their life and also them that you could help.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I'll give you my catchphrase. It's, hey, I know something that just might help that. Pretty much covers whatever they're talking about.
Including business to product, correct?
Exactly. The whole, you know, it covers the full gambit. And whatever they're talking about, finances or even not knowing people or being tired of being around, you know, negative people and want to change their outlook on life and the type of people they hang around with, hey, I just might know something that'll help that.
Now, you guys are some of the top recruiters, you know, in the country. Do you guys just, you know, fill us in here a little bit. Do you guys just go out looking for people? Where do you go? What do you do? Do you do bump-ins or do you do a lot of warm market through your other people?
A little bit of both. Primarily my role is just drive buyer around and wind her up and turn her loose.
And that works really well, obviously.
It does.
Another thing, Steve, is to always ask for referrals. If you find someone that is not interested, always ask for referrals. And everyone.
Very important. You mean like, sort of like, well, I know this might not be for you, but do you know anybody who might like to look at it? Is that what you say?
Exactly. And if you're not interested, we're more than welcome to have someone that you know come out to our house. And we also do fun activities with our people and people that we meet. Ladies' spa days, barbecues, potlucks, family game nights where people, you ask people to bring their favorite games to their kids. Get to know them. And they
okay. Just a little bit on that itself. When you say you do like a game night or a barbecue night or whatever, who do you invite?
Everybody.
I mean, are these just people you meet or they your downline people? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes, we invite our whole team, the whole downline, and they are welcome to bring guests. Everybody on the team brings food, so we always have plenty of food. We always have plenty of fun, and people get to network and meet other people that are in the business and learn what the products have done for the other people. That third-party credibility is very important in building your business. And
so you use your upline a lot?
Yes. We do. We abuse Liz a lot.
How do you include her in on that?
Well, seeing as she lives less than a quarter of a mile, that's usually when we bring people and use her as a strong example of third-party credibility. The woman has, you know, credentials of, you know, longer than I am tall, and it just helps to have someone that can confirm that you're not quite as insane as you may come across.
Does that work?
Usually does, yes. And as far as the get-togethers, yes, we always try and include prospects. That's the whole name of the game is prospecting, and the more prospects that are there, it just makes the afternoon just that much more fun. And, you know, everyone talks together and pitches in and gives the prospect the idea that, you know, it's just not one person, two people that have gotten excited about this. There are many people, and you know, if you have a large enough crowd, people will always find someone that they can relate to. And it's real important, I think. And it really helps with the camaraderie of the team building.
So in your team building efforts and this reaching the prospecting nationals, you know, two times over, being the people that have prospected, you know, and brought on the most people, so you think the group effort is the big thing to do?
Yes, it is. That's usually not the first step. Usually the first step is just bumping into and, you know, casually talking with someone while you're standing in line, or in my case, when I come in to have the car worked on, you know, we'll just talk.
That's what I wanted to get into. A lot of people out there, I'm just going to, on questions that people ask me all the time, a lot of people out there have this you know, how do I meet people? How do I meet people? If I haven't got a great big downline, or if I haven't got the opportunity to do like a barbecue or something like that, how do I go out and meet people? So can you give us an example of maybe a bump into that you might do or might have done here recently?
Going into the grocery store. I always pay attention to what somebody else has in their basket. I was in line, and there was a man next to me, and he had organic milk in his basket. And I just turned around to him, and I said, how are you doing today? And he said, I'm doing great. And I said, okay, you're buying organic milk. That, I usually buy that, too. I said, are you into health and nutrition, or, you know, healthier environment? And he said, yes, I am. He said, why? And I said, well, we're in a business that it really helps people and helps them have a healthier lifestyle and a better quality of life in a lot of cases, and also a healthier environment for your home, for you and your family. And he said, do you have a card? And I said, sure. And he is very interested in coming out. He hasn't made it out yet, but he will. He's been busy this last week. But just pay attention to people, you know. That's just an example of the grocery store. Everywhere I go, I talk to people. You know, you can do volunteer work and just get to know people. Be yourself. Always smile. Always be energetic. Let people know you're from the heart, that you really care about people.
Spyro, this is Paula. I have a question.
Yes.
Is that all you said to him? Was that we are, that's all you said, what you just said, that's all you said to the man and then gave him a card? You didn't go into any of the details?
No, it was short and quick.
Okay.
And then when you go to them, then, you know, you can tell them about the product, the business, opportunity. When you meet people, listen to what they have to say. The less you say, the better.
So listening and being observant as to what they're doing and what they've got in their cart, that kind of thing, you want to look at a person and see maybe what they're wearing, that kind of thing? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes. And also, what you're wearing makes a big difference, too. And the more people that you talk to, the easier it gets to do that because your posture changes. Like when Ken and I first got into the business, we were doing all the talking, and that was not the right thing to do, we found out. You let them do the talking. You get to know them. And as your posture changes, your business changes.
Now, can you elaborate a little bit on what posture is?
I'll let Ken have that one.
Primarily attitude. You know, when we first started in this business, we were quite nervous, quite scared, naturally. Being a new enterprise and a field that we knew pretty much nothing about. And once I finally understood where this industry is going, where this business is going, where Neakin is going, and where I can go within this structure, I finally got the attitude that I'm going to be successful, period. If you'd like to come along, you're welcome to. If not, my success is not dependent on you, but your success may be dependent on me. And it's a little bit different attitude.
Cool. I was hoping you'd really get to that, because would you say that your confidence level has a lot to do with it?
Definitely.
Absolutely. As you know, Steve, when Byron and I first looked at Neakin, I tried to pick it apart to find out what was wrong with it, and all I could do is find out what was right with it, and I have done a complete 180 from where I started, and I have absolutely 100% confidence in this company, their product. I'm dazed and amazed every time I learn something new about how the company works, about how thorough they are. I'm right down to the packing peanuts being biodegradable, edible, and cannot harm anyone. And, you know, they could have used a little bit cheaper packing peanuts and gotten away with it with no problem. But instead, they always go the extra effort for us, and most of the time we don't even realize it.
Cool. So in your prospecting, you would say that in your bump-ins, confidence is really important, what you're wearing is really important, and being observant is really important.
Yes, it is. Very important. And don't go out just to prospect. Don't go out and think, I've got to get 5 prospects today. And if you think you have to and you put that pressure on yourself, you act desperate sometimes. That's what we did when we first got in the business. We just go out and there's people there. If you're relaxed, you're excited, they see the passion in you, you smile, you're positive, they will come to you.
Can you say that maybe the word for that would be have fun?
Yes, definitely.
Exactly.
Cool. So maybe make a game of it when you go out prospecting.
Yeah, sure. And you know, make it something you enjoy, an enjoyable thing. Like Myra said, we'll go through the papers quite often to see what events are coming up. And what we'll do is just pick something we'd like to go do and go do it, because there's going to be people there, and it increases the chances of us running into someone a whole lot more than if we sit at home and watch TV. And if we don't run into someone that, you know, we're interested in exposing the business to or exposing the products to, then we still had a good time.
Cool. So you just go out and have fun, and that's what makes it all worthwhile.
Exactly.
Well, do you guys have any other tips you'd like to add?
Well, one other thing that I tell people when we do talk to them, I put the ball back in their court. I tell them, whatever you want to do is fine. If you're interested in Nikon, great. And if you're not, great. It doesn't, you know, I leave it to them, up to them. I don't put any pressure on them and say, oh, well, it'd be good if you signed up and got a discount or whatever. We give them their options. It's their decision to do what they want to do, and that's what I tell them.
Awesome. Ken, you got anything to add to that?
I think you pretty much covered it. Like I said.
Okay, great. Well, we appreciate you guys being on this call and giving us your tips, and I hope that by hearing this, a lot of people that are listening to the call are going to be able to get to the same spot, the top 5. We might have to expand that to the top 10 the next time this call comes around. With that, and thank you again for being on the call. We appreciate it very much. I get to introduce another great friend, and you know, this is fun because I don't really get to introduce her a lot. And there's just so much to say about this woman. It's all nice too. She's an inaugural Pathfinder. I've been around her for the last four and a half years that I've been in Nikon. She's the co-host of this call, and an awesome co-host that she is. She's always there for everybody in her team as well as other teams. You know, even my team can call on this lady. She's a gold, getting ready to go platinum soon, on her way to be platinum. Also, 2 times in the top 5 National Recruiters Award, winning awards all the time. I mean, she's done it more than once. She's been on the top 10 list of Ruth and Dennis, and I mean, you see her name popping up everywhere. And with that, I get the pleasure of introducing our very own Jackie Carter.
Hey, Steve.
You're awesome, JC.
Hey, thanks. I guess I would just have to say ditto to everything that Ken and Byra said. I don't go out looking for prospects, but prospecting is always on my mind, if that makes any sense. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, whether it's pleasure or something that isn't quite happy. As an example, my father's funeral, the gathering after the funeral, I met somebody I hadn't seen in a long time, and he became one of my silvers. We just got to talking. Hi, how are you? I am just driven to succeed because I know it's my responsibility. I love Starbucks. I don't live there, but it is my second home. But I picked up a book there the other day, and it says, the greatest day of your life is the one on which you decide your life is your own. And it's an amazing journey because we all know, this is not from the book, but it's probably in there. I haven't read the book, but that's what caught my eye. We all know that it's we determine what the quality of our life is, and life is about choices. And where each of us on this call today, whether we're
listening, whether we're on the live side or we're just kind of walking around and sort of paying attention. Where we are today is the result of every decision we've made before today. It's our responsibility, and so we have to choose wisely. And so I've chosen Niken, and I didn't do it just on a whim. I did it because I did my due diligence. I love people, and I know that this is the best thing out there. One of the things that I do, and Steve, you and I have kind of been out together, I really have a genuine interest in people, just like Ken and Byra. I engage people in conversation. Sure, if they're asking me questions or responding to my questions, I mean, I don't ask them questions like cross-examining them like an attorney, but just general questions like how are they, and, you know, do they live here if I happen to be in another city, or if they're in my city, are you new here, do you live here, kind of thing, and just find out a little bit about them, and they may say something that, you know, sends up a flag that I might be able to tie it into Niken somehow. Sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes I don't want to invite them into my business. Because it is my business, and it is up to me who I want in my business. That doesn't mean I don't want to help them. I will talk to them and refer products, but I might not talk to them about business. That might seem a little silly, but, you know, we get to work with who we want, when we want. And I also remember, and I learned this the hard way, that from the very beginning, whatever I do, I'm teaching how this business is done. And my experience has been, and Ken and Byra, I don't know how your experience has been, is that the easiest people to show this business to are people who aren't business people. And I was a business person, and we're the hardest people to get to follow directions or follow what we're supposed to be doing, because we think we know so much that we want to do it our own way, and we sort of fall on our face and can't believe that it's really as simple as it is. And finally, when we start listening, then we start having success. Ken and Briar, have you found that with people? They might be muted out. So
muted now. Yes, we found that to be true. We've also found that if a business person is willing to be coachable and teachable, they get it a lot faster than, say, the average person, because they understand more about business than someone who's been an employee all their life.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that has been my experience as well. They do get it quicker, but sometimes it takes them longer to get it, you know, figure it out as far as being coachable.
Yes.
My catchphrase is fairly consistent, but it does depend on who I'm talking to. For instance, if somebody says that they want to get home with their kids, I will incorporate that I'm part of a business that helps people get home so they can be with their kids if they want to, kind of like you, meaning them. And so I can't say enough about the business, and I just love everybody. I mean, that sounds really trite, and it sounds really syrupy, but I genuinely mean it. I will go anywhere at any time to help anybody, I just can't wait to help more people get where they want to go. That help?
Cool. Yes, it sure does. And if I can interject a little bit, can you give us, anybody want to give us some scenarios of how they do it? I mean, I can give you one real quick. I took Susan, and Susan's on the call tonight. I took Susan out last week. We were prospecting, and I was trying to show her just how easy it is to meet people. Because a lot of times we have this tendency to we're in a shell. We're afraid how to meet people. you know, just bumping into people. And I like, you guys can talk to just about anybody. But we were out in a Panda restaurant. There was about 15 or 20 people in this restaurant. We were having lunch. And I noticed a guy sitting next to us. He was eating by himself. And very loudly I said, "Yeah, it's really simple to meet people, Susan." I said, "Matter of fact, I would say if you walked in this restaurant and you went up to everybody in this restaurant and just said, 'Hi, my name's Susan. Do you keep your options open and do you like to make money and would you be interested in a business that we're launching here in the area?'" And all the time I'm doing this, this guy's leaning over and his ears, you know, cocked towards us, and I could see him looking out of the corner of his eye. And finally I looked at him and I said, "Oh, excuse me, sir, we're doing a little test here. Do you keep your options open?" And he goes, "Yes." I said, "Would you be interested in looking at a company that's launching here in the area?" He goes, "Yes." I said, "Where do you work?" He said, "Fleetwood Homes." I said, "How's that doing?" He said, "Tanking." I said, "Okay, thanks." And I turned back to Susan and pretended like he wasn't there. And I just talked to her. I said, "See, now you got a guy over here, the blah, 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 blah." And all the time I was looking, I said, "I'm sorry, I don't mean to be talking to you as a third party. I'll get your name and number in just a minute." Continued my conversation with her, and by the time we went to get his information, his friend had sat down that works in the same spot, and we got his information also. So people are out there looking. People are out there wanting something different. You know, the economy stinks. You know, the job market stinks. People are losing their jobs left and right. They know what's taking place. There is no retirement. People are looking. So it's really simple to find that. Didn't you say so, Jackie?
I totally agree. And I think the other part of that is if you really believe in what you're doing, it won't be difficult. And it gets easier the more you do it. The first 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 times, maybe if you're not used to talking to people as much as Steve and I and Ken and Byra have been, or Rick, or some of the other people on the call too, and even those listening, it is a little scary in the beginning. But I promise you that once you start doing it, it will be like brushing your teeth. You just do it. And it will. You'll wonder, you'll look back in a year from now or 6 months from now or however long it takes you to get to silver or gold or whatever, and you'll say, "Why was I so nervous about that?" Because when every time you talk to somebody, or this is how I look at it. Every time I talk to somebody, I believe that I can help them. I know I can help them if they are open to being helped. And that's the key. Helped meaning physically or financially. If they're not open, I can't help them. Doesn't matter how good I am or how well I can talk to people. If they're not open, I can't do anything with them. And I have to acknowledge that. It's not anything I did. So you just have to move on. And one thing I don't do is I don't allow myself, at least these days, in the very beginning I did, I don't allow myself to get down if somebody decides they're not interested. Because I know it's not anything I did. They're just not interested. And that's okay. But I also know that it may be they're not interested just now. They might be interested later. And as the economy moves forward the way it has been and is predicted to continue for a little while, more and more people are going to be more and more open to looking at other things. Maybe they haven't in the past, but they will. You know, we talked about choices a little bit ago, or I guess I did. And yesterday, hope I can get through this without choking up again. Yesterday, I had the honor of going to an open house, a Christmas open house. I know that's not politically correct, but that's what it was. For military personnel serving away from home. And I have probably 2,000 Beanie Babies that I've collected over the years, and they were looking for things like that for the servicemen who serve it in Afghanistan and Iraq because they give them to the kids. So I took about 8
bags full of Beanie Babies there, and I didn't I'd never been to this before, and it was organized by a group called the Blue Star Mothers, number 179, and the person in charge of it was a woman who lost her son in Iraq. And when I got there, it was in this big, huge church. When I got there, this huge auditorium was full of tables. And around the tables, everybody was making a line and filling Ziploc bags. Everything had been donated. You can't even imagine what was there. And along were Girl Scout troops, Boy Scout troops, Eagle troops, mothers carrying babies in those, we used to call them a jerry pack. You carry them sleeping as they're going up and down the aisle. It was such an emotional thing. And my whole point in this is that everybody in that room made a choice to go there and help and change somebody's life. And that's what we do every day in a different way. It's as simple as walking through a door to help somebody. And when I bring somebody into NECAN, whether it's just as a customer or a member or somebody that's going to build a business, that's exactly, I feel that same emotional thing that I felt yesterday, because that's how important it is to me. And people can feel that. And my point is that people know how you feel by how you talk about what it is you do. And when you have posture like Ken was talking about, and when you have confidence, and after you talk to people for a period of time, you will have all those things if you don't now. But don't be too hard on yourself, because you're probably sounding just fine and being too judgmental about how you're doing. Would you agree with that, Ken and Byra and Steve?
Absolutely. You know, don't beat yourself up. You're doing fine. Just keep doing it.
Mr. Steve, did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Here, and I agree 100%. Got to be confident. Got to believe in what you do. That's the important thing. Got to be a product of the product, and got to have fun with this.
And got to be coachable.
You know, exactly. And if you find it a hard time going out and meeting people, going out and talking to people, you know, or working with other people in that manner by yourself, get your partner, get your upline, and say, hey, let's go out and prospect for the day. Find yourself a place like Ken and Byro said, you know, find an event that you want to go and see or do. Could be a boat show, could be, you know, something down on the river. It doesn't matter. Find something you want to do. If it's going shopping at the mall, my wife and I go shopping at the mall all the time and meet people that are looking for something to do. So find something you want to do. Go out and enjoy it and make a game out of it if you have to. Some of you have heard my daughter. My daughter is one of the prospectors that I think is an all-time prospector. Go out. It's simple. What she does is when we're in line to pay the cashier, she'll look at the cashier after giving him a compliment, and she'll say, now, this is a young lady talking to an older person, and she'll say, is this your dream job? And when they look at her and they say, well, no, she goes, well, you know what? My dad wants a huge company. If you give me your name and number, I like your attitude, I'll get him to give you a call. It's as simple as that. She gets a number, and she walks out and says, here, Dad, this one's mine. So, you know, and your catchphrase is just simply what you do, simply what you do. And mine changes from here and there. Give you a good example of mine. I was in Circuit City, which happens to be closing out a lot of stores here in Texas, at least that I know of. And I was talking to a gentleman as I walked in. We were talking, and he says, so what do you do? And I looked at him sort of not sure what to say, and he says, well, what do you do? And I said, well, you know, it's hard to say. I said, I guess you could say I'm the trainer and recruiter for the largest and only total wellness company in the world. But I really like to tell people I just have fun and look for people who want to make money. And with that, he led into a conversation, and we're supposed to meet tomorrow. So there's really a gazillion ways to meet people. The big thing is I'd have to say, as far as my part is concerned, have fun with it, folks. Make it fun. That's what it's all about.
I agree with that, Steve, and I think that's key. The only thing I would say is just don't act like the typical network marketer where you're all over people, because
exactly.
It turns people off.
Exactly.
And I don't know that we've really ever even given a definition of what a catchphrase is for the new people on the call that might be listening, and that is how you respond when somebody says, what is it that you do, after you've engaged them in a conversation. You can't say, and because you need to be able to respond, obviously think a couple seconds first. You don't want to be just like cocked and ready to go. What you do, tell them what you do, and you'll attract a lot of people that way.
And like Rick says, you can't be, well, let's see, I work at the school, and I work over here, and I do this, and I do that. Oh, and by the way, I have a company I'm watching.
Right.
Can't
if,
do that.
If you are a Reiki master, or you're a massage therapist, or you're a realtor, you don't mention any of those things. You only mention Niken at that point, because that is what you do. Assuming that you want it to be what retires you and gives you financial freedom. If that's not what you're looking for, then you can say anything that you want. But if you're on this call, that typically means that you don't want to do those other things anymore. So you just need to focus on what it is you want to do, because that is what you do. And the other thing I think is, when you're talking to people, you've got to ask for the order, and I don't mean a product order. What I mean is, you're talking to somebody, you're getting them all excited and tell them what this wonderful company is like, and you're at a point with them, don't just leave them hanging. Ask them if they want to join you. That may not be on your first time, of course, but after you've talked with them, there is nothing wrong with asking them to be your business partner, because you can't get up the compensation plan without business partners. You can have $100,000 in sales, but if you don't have people in positions below you, it doesn't matter. You're not going up. I had one more little tidbit here. I think most of you probably heard it before, but basically it's the extra that we all put into our business, and successful people always give that little extra. And it says that at 211 degrees, water's hot. At 212 degrees, it boils. And with boiling water comes steam. And steam can power a locomotive. And it's that one extra degree that makes all the difference. And my question to all of us, and I'm including Steve and me and Rick and Paige in this, to all of us is, are we always willing to go that extra mile or put in that extra degree, not only for our own business, but for the people we're working with? And if the answer to that is yes, the sky's the limit.
I'm game. Are you game?
Game on,
man. I'm in.
All right.
We should give some people some reminders. This week is the rhythm. Don't forget to get the rhythm closest to you. You will be there'll be open sales of two new products. It's exclusively ordering only for the people that attend the quarterly event. The regular sale for everybody else won't open until December 10th, so you will not want to miss being there. Keep focused on your Ignite 6, of course, because that's the awesome thing. And also be aware of what to tell your customers about if you haven't already. Be familiar with the Niken, the nutrition replacement chart, because Niken has sent out in the autoship announcement all of the things that you replace, the things that are incorporated into the new organic, awesome organic products. And we also want to remind you all that it is a webcast for next week. And we're going to be going over the e-tools since we flip-flopped the week. So be prepared for that. And I think that you have to do your catchphrase next week. Isn't that correct? I don't
yes.
have that information in front of me. So you all are going to be doing your catchphrase next week. So teams 1 and 2 will give prospecting numbers, and teams 3 and 4, if we stick to the schedule, will be giving examples of how you use the e-tools. So be prepared also to give your catchphrase if called upon, because we flip-flopped, we're not sure everything that we can get to. So just make sure that you're prepared. So I'm sure Rick will send out an email during the week to update you, but just so you know, and what everybody will need to do that's working with teams is do exactly what we did tonight and give them the information, and if they couldn't get on the call, you can have them listen to the recorded thing, and I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Co-host Steve.
Cool. Well, I'm done. I think we've had a great call tonight. I think we've had a lot of information given to everybody. It's time to suck it in and to absorb it, and you guys do your homework, and we will see you on the call next week. You guys have a great week this week. We'll see you later.
God bless y'all.
Thanks.
Thanks. Good night.